Good morning and welcome to our 10:45 service of Holy Communion on this Mothering Sunday, Sunday the 22nd of March. A warm welcome to you all who are worshipping from home, but at the same time as the rest of the church family. It's really exciting that we have the technology and are able to do this. In a moment of silence, can I just ask you to think of those things for which you would like to give thanks to God today? And then when you have thought them through, if there are other people worshipping at home with you, share those things with them. Tell them what you are thankful for. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that no matter what is going on in the world at this time, you are always there. You will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy and compassion. And we pray, Lord, that through our actions over these coming days and weeks, you will help us to show to others your love, your patience. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we stand to sing our first hymn, Our Hearts Will Not Forget.
Forget all of your promises. Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the dark
furthering your kingdom in this place. Help us always to listen to the guidance of your Holy Spirit so that we may do all that we can to show your love to those around us, that others may know your saving grace and come into your kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to affirm our faith with the creed. This has actions When we say Christ has died, put your arms right out wide to the side as though you're on the cross. When we say Christ is risen, bring your hands into the middle as though you're holding a bowl, a bowl of rice in them, and move your hands slowly up right above your head. And then when we say Christ will come in glory, move them out down to the side as though you're sketching out the top of a rising sun. We believe in God the Father, who made the universe and everything in it. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, who came to this earth as its Savior. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. This is the faith of all Christians in all times and places. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory.
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbours for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Can you take an A4 piece of paper and put it portrait-wise so the short end is closest to you, and fold it up from the bottom to the top, so you're folding it in half. Then do a quarter turn to the right, and again, fold the bottom up to the top. If you then hold it, again portrait-wise, but with the point where all the folds meet in your left hand, so the top right hand of has all the loose corners, and then tear away an oblong so that you are left with about 2 centimetres of paper out from each of the fold lines. So you're left with an L-shaped, and both the long length and the short length are on the fold lines. And then if you put that to one side. Today, of course, is Mothering Sunday. Have you done anything special for your mum today? Is that what she wanted? What sort of a day would be the most special day for you? If you could choose to do whatever you wanted to do without having to think of anybody else or their needs or money or anything, what would be the best day that you could possibly have? And if you've got somebody else there with you, you might want to share with them. What would make your special day, and why would it be special? What's so great about it? Mothers teach us to be independent from not long after we're born. They do have to take a lot of care of us for the first 2 years, but after that, they're continually teaching us to be independent, to be happy people who can survive in life without always having to ask them to help us, and who can thrive and be productive members of society, helping others. God wants the same. He wants for us to become mature, to fulfil our God-given potential. And because he loves us so much, he sent Jesus partly to teach us, to show us the way of how to relate to him and how to relate to other people. But also, of course, Christ came to live among us, to die for us, and to rise again. You might think that God's Son, Jesus, was the most powerful person who ever lived, and that he could do anything he wanted and not have to think of others but put himself first. But of course, that's not what Scripture tells us. And our reading from Romans chapter 15 sets that out quite well. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Now, those who are mature in their faith can easily be recognised, for they don't live to please themselves, but have learned to patiently embrace others in their immaturity. Our goal must be to empower others to do what is right and good for them and to bring them into spiritual maturity. For not even the most powerful one of all, the Anointed One, lived to please himself. So obviously, being spiritually mature carries with it not putting yourself first, not trying to be the centre of the universe, not doing things like hoarding all the food and stockpiling so that others who don't have as much money can't buy any food to survive on, but putting others first and thinking of them and helping other people to become the best person that they can be. If you take your L sheet of paper, I always think that the L is for Lord. Lords are people who we should obey, and we should always obey our Lord and listen for his direction. But sometimes that's quite hard to do because we put ourselves first. If you open up that L so that there are no longer any folds in it, you'll see that we actually have a cross. The Anointed One didn't live to please himself. He died for us. He died because he loved us, and he knew that was the only way to break the power of sin and death so that we could have the promise of eternal life and eternity with God, our Heavenly Father. Scripture helps us to become spiritually mature so that we can continue no matter what is going on around us. These are really uncertain times at the moment. Everything's changing very quickly. And many people are very sad and confused and upset and hurt and angry and fearful. Let's carry on reading from our passage. Whatever was written beforehand is meant to instruct us in how to live. The scriptures impart to us encouragement and inspiration so that we can live in hope and endure all things. We do know that hope, don't we? We have the hope, we have the promise of eternal life. But we have so many other hopes as well. We know that we are loved children of our Heavenly Father. So with all that in mind, can I ask you to consider who you can encourage and inspire today? Whose day can you make better and brighter? Whose face can you put a smile on because you've been loving and gone that extra step for other people? As God's people in these difficult days, we are called to follow Christ's example, to show the way. It won't take us to the cross, but perhaps, like Jesus, we need to show sacrificial love and put the needs of others before our own. But also we need to model that love, that joy, that peace beyond all understanding that Jesus modelled. So may God, the source of great endurance and comfort, grace you with unity among yourselves, which flows from your relationship with Jesus, the Anointed One. Then with a unanimous rush of passion, you will with one voice glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will bring God glory when you accept and welcome one another as partners, just as the Anointed One has fully accepted you and received you as his partner. Isn't it great that Jesus thinks we are his partner in this ministry to further the kingdom of God and bring light and life, joy and peace into the lives of others? May God bless you and keep you this week. Amen.
Taking the cross that you have just made, open it up and hold it in front of you. I'm sure that one of the problems of being housebound when there are more than one of you in the house will be a few maybe crosswords with one another as you live in such close proximity and all the structures have been broken down. So in a moment of silence, just think about all those ways that you might have hurt somebody else over these last few days. Think of ways that you have hurt God in perhaps not bringing honour to his name and hurting others or hurting the wider world. Think of the ways that you have let people down by not doing what was asked of you or not being considerate. Bring all those things for which you are sorry to the cross, where Christ died to forgive you. Heavenly Father, we're sorry for all that we have done, all the ways in which we have hurt you and others, ourselves and this world that you created. We're sorry for the things we know that we should have done, but haven't. Please forgive us. Help us to do better in the future. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. And a song that's quite new to me. Anything excited, anything inspired, we sing.
Anything excited, anything inspired,
bring it all to me.
Everything that's lazy, everything that's tired,
bring it all to me.
Anything that rages, anything that screams,
bring it all to me.
Everything that wonders, everything that dreams,
bring it all to me. You can bring me anything. You can bring me everything. Just bring it all to me.
Anything that's easy, anything that's hard,
bring it all to me.
Everything that's scarred,
bring it all to me.
Anything you're proud of, anything you're not,
bring it all to me.
Everything you're hiding, everything you've got,
bring it all to me. You can bring me anything. You can bring me everything. Just bring it all to me.
I know you.
I know how you feel
because I made you. Anything that's real,
bring it all to me.
Everything you feel,
bring it all to me.
Everything you feel,
bring it all to me.
You surround me with a song. I've delivered from my enemies till all my fears have come. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
We're now coming to Eucharistic Prayer H, although it has been slightly amended, and within it you will find the same things that we said before. Perhaps you can spot them, and perhaps you can do the actions. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son.
You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us.
He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. On the night he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you."
Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit, that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Here is the table of the Lord. We are gathered to his supper, a foretaste of things eternal. The body of Christ, broken for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. Let us pray.
Father of all, we, your family, are scattered today and are not able to gather together to pray to you, but we know that you are listening to us wherever we may be. Help us feel a sense of unity through our collective prayers, as we need to be reassured of your loving presence in this unprecedented time of crisis. Father of all, we pray for our world. No one is exempt from the threat of the virus, and we are all potentially victims. Give strength to those who lead our nations, to the decision makers, that they use their influence wisely and compassionately in their attempts to control and subjugate the pandemic. We pray particularly for those parts of the world that do not have the resources that will enable them to protect those of their inhabitants who succumb to the virus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for our own country. We pray for our Queen, that she may stay safe and unharmed. We pray for our political leaders and our government, that they make sound judgments and decisions to protect our nation and give us the confidence that these decisions are for our collective good. We pray for all those working for our National Health Service, in whatever capacity, whose selfless sense of duty and responsibility is the bedrock of our society. Some of them will inevitably fall victim to the virus, others will reach a state of exhaustion, and they will need all the resolve and resilience they can muster to carry on in these unpredictable times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for our community, our own church family, and all those living in Chipstead, Hooghly, Nethern and Mugswell. We are all being sorely tested by the current outbreak. While mindful of our own needs, we must look to the needs of others, particularly the elderly, the vulnerable, and those who live alone. We pray that in our neighbourhoods, those who are able will offer to help those in difficulty. We are all anxious, but a smile or a wave, if no personal contact is possible, can lift the spirits. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for all those who have succumbed to the virus and are suffering from its effects. Give them hope that they will recover, patience to endure the symptoms, and faith in your all-encompassing love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for ourselves. Give us strength and courage in these uncertain times. Teach us to be outward focused, aware of how we can be helped to others rather than concerned with our own problems. Calm our fears, that we may be reassured of your comforting presence, and give us resilience and determination in the new daily routine we are obliged to follow. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, a prayer from the Dean of Southwark. Loving God, source of healing and comfort, fill us with your grace, that the sick may be made whole, that those who care for us may be strengthened, that the anxious may be calmed, and those most vulnerable be protected. In the power of Spirit, in the faith of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We sing our final worship song, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. This is the good thing as Christians. We know a hope. We know a peace. We know a God that others don't necessarily know. And so I just pray that you will be so filled with his love and his joy that it will carry you onwards to give an extra big smile to people, and that people will notice, even if it is looking out at you through a window. Let us please show that hope on our faces throughout this week when we come across people.
Make strong in the Savior's love. in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne.
May God, who from the death of sin raised you to new life in Christ, keep you from falling and set you in the presence of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.